This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you've been on TikTok lately, you might have seen videos of people placing tiny gold or crystal beads on their ears, claiming it helps everything from anxiety and poor sleep to puffy faces and pain relief. I love all of those. So it's called ear seeding, and it's being promoted as an ancient wellness hack, making a big comeback. So where did this idea come from, and is there any real benefit behind it? Well, joining us is Professor John Wardle from Public Health at Southern Cross University. John, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Warren. Thanks for having me.
John, what are these beads that people are sticking to their ears?
Yeah, well, you know, there's all sorts of beads. You mentioned the crystals, the gold. Traditionally, they were actually, you know, very small, very hard seeds from a particular plant called Vicaria. But basically, the tradition is held that there are, you know, what are essentially acupuncture points in the ear, about 200 of them. Every acupuncture meridian is thought to go through the ear, according to Chinese medicine. And so that's the theory behind that. If you place one of these seeds on one of those points, it's a bit like doing self-acupuncture.
So do the seeds need to have pressure, or is it just them being on the surface of the ear? Is that enough?
So they need to be pushed in enough, usually with some kind of adhesive tape, so they're pushing in. So it's a gentle pressure, but still a pressure nonetheless. And actually, you know, the biggest side effect that we usually see are people that are putting in too hard for too long. And, you know, that area is full of a whole heap of nerves and vasculature, and that it can get a bit painful if you leave them in there too long. So generally, practitioners will ask you to put them in there for a couple of days, and generally to, you know, help re-energize some of the acupuncture treatment that you might have had, you know, with a practitioner. It just helps you refresh that, you know, as you go along. So this idea of TikTok for facial puffiness and her beauty regime is relatively new, but like I said, it's drawing from tradition, but whether it's actually, you know, aligned with traditional practice is probably, you know, probably not quite accurate.
Is it, I've read this also, you know, traditional Chinese medicine, it's linked to that, but also there's some French origins in there as well. What's that connection?
Yeah. So, you know, basically it's as much French as it is Chinese. So, you know, believe it or not, most people think of, you know, acupuncture as Chinese, but they're actually, you know, forms from, you know, the Aztecs, you know, the French, Russian acupuncture. Most traditions of traditional medicine had some form of acupuncture, not as advanced as Chinese. But this comes from, you know, relatively recently, in the last 100 years, a French acupuncturist called Paul Nogier discovered that some of the folk healers were treating people with sciatica, back pain, by cauterizing their ear. Looked into a lot more, you know, was in love with acupuncture from a Chinese perspective as well, drew up a bit of a map. That found its way back to China during the Cultural Revolution. And, of course, Chinese medicine was really, really pushed as part of that. And so, from that little, you know, excuse the pun, Steve, you know, big sort of, you know, acorn oak tree of ear acupuncture was born.
Now, we've mentioned things like stress and puffiness, et cetera, and poor sleep as well. Do we know which conditions it actually works best for?
Yeah, look, there's not a lot of research on it, like there are, you know, in most of these fields. Where the research does tend to show it works is, you know, as you said, insomnia, anxiety, and the area where it probably works, where the most evidence actually exists, is probably pain. And actually, you know, so much so that the US Army, a lot of NATO forces actually use what they call battlefield acupuncture or battlefield acupressure, which is the use of those points for helping people with pain in you know, low resource, we don't have any other settings, and particularly chronic pain in veteran settings.
We're chatting with Professor John Wardle from Southern Cross University about ear seeding, the TikTok trend said to relieve stress, fatigue and pain. I want to know what the strangest TikTok health trend you've tried is, and did you actually get anything out of it? Text 0427 569 949. John, for anyone curious to try it, are there any side effects or safety concerns to keep in mind? I know you mentioned that it can become quite painful. What else is there to worry about?
Well, look, you know, there are 200 points in the ear. You know, without the proper guidance, you can be as likely to press the wrong point as the wrong point, as the right point. You know, and like anything, you know, it's always good to talk to a health practitioner. If you do have facial puffiness, that tends to be a symptom of a whole heap of other you know, underlying causes rather than actually causing and of itself. So it's always good to have, you know, some kind of discussion with a health practitioner. And if it is facial puffiness, for example, maybe something like, you know, manual massage might be of the face might be more effective than ear stealing. So, look, on the whole, not a lot of evidence, not necessarily harmful and probably worth a try, but I wouldn't use it exclusively and overlook, you know, all other treatments that are available as well.
John, I don't know why, but I just got a, I mean, 200 points, I just got a picture of, you know, that bread you have as a kid with all those hundreds and thousands all over it? Like, oh, yeah. That's what my ear would look like if all the points
it, it
were
is,
done.
It is, yes. Yeah.
It's a bit like that, is it?
The ear's a very small place and obviously a very busy place, right?
Now, many, just I suppose in all seriousness, many wellness trends, you know, online, they come with all these big promises. How can we tell the difference between something that's a bit of harmless curiosity and some completely misleading health claims?
Yeah, look, if anything's trying to, you know, claim it's the one true answer for anything else and trying to get you to avoid other advice, other practitioners, other, you know, health information sources, that's always a red flag. There is no, you know, one true big pot of truth that fixes everything. Usually all health, even at the practitioner level, is a collaborative effort. It's very rare that there'll be one panacea, one treatment that fixes everything. Usually it's, you know, good diet, good exercise, you know, maybe a bit of acupuncture if that's what you want to do, maybe some herbal medicines, maybe, you know, all sorts of other things. So, you know, the magic bullet, if someone's trying to sell you the magic bullet, and particularly if they're trying to link, you know, in their bio to where you can buy that magic bullet, maybe take some of their advice with a grain of salt.
John, I'm going to try it for the puffy face. If I'm less puffy, I'll let you know.
No problem. Good on you, Warren.
Great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. That was Professor John Wardle from Southern Cross University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.